Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. At the outset, I would like to assure you of the full support of our delegation. We appreciate the way in which you have been structuring, guiding our work. A lot of effort went into the various versions of the report, and we think you have done an excellent job reflecting the inputs received from delegations. We have no major difficulties with what is on paper, and we hope we can preserve the text structure and balance. We welcome that the draft report contains a number of paragraphs reflecting the fact that we engaged in quite substantive work this year based on last year's results, refining the principles and identifying possible candidates for new principles. We're pleased to see that there is broad support in the room that the general principles identified by the 2018 GGE be given a new status by the high contracting parties later this year. At the same time, the work on principles is not an end in itself. The work on the principles must be part of a broader and sustained CCW work plan for the years to come. We're also convinced that such work alone is not a sufficient response to the emerging challenges in the area of lethal autonomous weapons system, and that more concrete work needs to follow. This is why we fully support the addition of as a first step in the recommendations part in connection with the principles. Perhaps as we evolve the text further, Mr. Chair, we can make it clearer that the principles offer a solid basis for our continued work and for possible future negotiations, irrespective of what policy path the CCW will choose in the years to come. Mr. Chair, our substantive exchanges were focused to a large part this year on identifying additional principles. We regret that we did not have sufficient time to negotiate additional guiding principles. And this is something we should keep in mind when we look at the length of future meetings in the recommendations part. We're also of the view that a number of new elements elaborated this year could be elevated to additional principles that would add value to the existing ones. This would correspond with the focused and constructive work the group conducted this year. As time is getting short, the only thing we still can do is to see if some of the elements now in the text enjoy the full support in the room and can be elevated. And in this regard, we fully support the proposal by Belgium, Ireland, and Luxembourg, who have identified one new additional principle, and we thank you for having proposed a way to treat it as such. Let me now turn to a few specific elements for the paragraphs under consideration. On 16C, we welcome the addition of means or methods of warfare. However, we think it would be more precise to say, and I quote, states must also ensure individual accountability for the employment of means or methods of warfare. And so forth. On 16D, we would like to suggest to make the text more affirmative by changing applies to must be applied. On 16E, while the conduct of hostilities is the most important aspect of our discussions, we should not forget that the full implementation of IHL is also required in other situations where laws could be used, such as guarding prisoners of war. Therefore, the word including should be inserted before conduct of hostilities. So at the end, this would read, make judgments on the use of emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems, including in the conduct of hostilities. A similar reflection applies to 16G, where we would add, in particular, after must comply, as there are other relevant rules and principles of IHL that govern the conduct of parties to an armed conflict. For the same reason, we propose to remove the principles of humanity and necessity from this exemplary list. On 16I, we believe that the notion of a nature to cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering should be reintroduced. If we focus on weapons law, that is the question whether a system can use, sorry, that is a question whether a system can as such be used in compliance with international law, we would study whether a system is of a nature to cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering. On 16J, we suggest to move including potential weapons systems incorporating emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapons systems further up, right after acquisition or adoption of a new weapons system, including potential weapon systems, etc. And also, we note that the word circumstances seems to be missing at the end of the paragraph. On 17D, at the end of the paragraph, we suggest to add or damage to civilian objects after the word civilian casualties, just to make sure we capture the range of possible targets that could be struck by lethal autonomous weapon system. And that's all for the paragraphs under consideration at this stage. Thank you very much for your attention.